You guys ready for a mystery riddle?
Oh, yeah.
Haven't had one of these in a while. I know. Who wants to be a master detective?
I do.
Sounds like a good job, right? Like being a TV crime
detective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trench coat. Booze addiction.
Okay.
Late nights. You get it. Everything's in a foggy haze, including your life.
Because it's cigarette smoke in the air.
The only thing you can solve is other people's problems, but not your own. That's right. How this is going to work is our phone number is 260-467-9500. I'm going to present to you a mystery riddle. If you are the first listener to solve it, you will win what today, Ken?
All right. We have a Vera Bradley tote bag, which is really cool, and two tickets into the Vera Bradley outlet sale, one of their ticketed days, which is at the Coliseum May 1st through the 5th. But the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, you do need a ticket to get in. So we've got those tickets for you.
Okay. Mystery riddle, set the stage.
All right.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, on the first day of school, someone murdered the history teacher. There were four suspects at the school that the police suspected could have done it. The landscaper, the math teacher, the basketball coach, and then, of course, the principal. I'll give you their alibis. The landscaper said he was outside mowing the lawn at the time of the incident. The math teacher said he was giving a quiz. The basketball coach said he was busy running drills for his players. And the principal was in her office. Given these alibis, the police arrested the killer immediately. Who killed the teacher? And how did the police know?
Is that right?
You are correct.
Yeah! This is the first time I've ever gotten one right.
Kat got it right. 260-467-9500. If you can solve our mystery riddle as to tell us which one of those was in fact the killer and why, you will win the Vera Bradley tote and get access to any of the upcoming ticketed sessions, the first 3 days of the Vera Bradley outlet sale. That's exactly right. 260-467-9500.
Oh, it feels so good to be a winner. I'm just going to sit over here and bask.
I know. Andy and Ken, good morning. Hi. What's the first name of the master detective I'm talking to this morning?
Hey, my name is John.
John, can you tell us who killed the history teacher?
So I think it was the math teacher. It was the first day of school, and he was giving a quiz.
You're exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, that's it. Dead giveaway right there.
Dead giveaway.
You like that?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I know.
All right. You were right, John. Behind the scenes, nothing gets past you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, what do you do for a living? What is your industry?
I work in tire retail.
So, okay. Basically crime solving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
All right. Oh, tire retail? Do you have to, like, fix tires? What's the strangest thing that's ever popped a tire? Do you have an answer to that?
The strangest thing we ever found on was a full set of pliers.
Oh, my gosh. Were they lodged into a tire?
They were just sitting inside of it. Yeah, they punctured through. We don't know how. It was just crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you took lots of pictures of that.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Oh,
John, man, that's it. That's what I needed today was that story.
A full set of pliers.
Full set of pliers. Oh, yeah, Kat can't say the word pliers. Can you say it again?
Pliers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little Southern coming out. All right, I'll put you on hold. You and Kat can exchange info behind the scenes. You're exactly right. Yeah, today's mystery room. Oh, it's so good. It's Andy and Kat. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Summer Games, NBC has already started to roll out promotions for that. The Olympic torch was ceremonially lit in Olympia, Greece yesterday.
Is it always lit in Greece?
Yeah.
Okay, it starts in Greece all the time.
Correct.
And then goes and travels to whatever city it's being
That's
hosted
right.
in. Okay.
And so they will now relay the passing of the torch some 3,100 miles as the flame then will arrive in Paris for the opening ceremonies, which they're already getting ready for on July 26th. I did know that NBC has gone all in by hiring Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jimmy Fallon, who already is with the network with The Tonight Show,
mm-hmm.
Kelly Clarkson,
mm-hmm.
and Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. He's going to be a commentator.
Oh, my gosh.
I might have to tune in for this, y'all.
I do know that Kevin Hart is also, I think, rumored
really?
To be a part of it because him and Snoop Dogg did like Sports Center-like Olympic highlights during the last Olympics.
And
I think
it was huge.
I think they're trying to work out what Kevin will be allowed to promote while doing it. Wow, do I read too much stuff. Okay.
Now, wait, is this torch, is it ran across the country?
I do, yes. Yes, it is ran.
Okay, and if you have to cross a body of water, I'm sorry to have a map in front of me, maybe you don't have to run across a body of water, but would you row across a body of water
okay.
then?
Well, now you're asking some questions here.
With the torch?
Well, I think typically when you come to a body of water, you would then take a bridge.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, what if there isn't... Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. I'm just thinking this out loud, and sometimes I'm connecting the dots as I go.
I mean, modern...
yeah.
Modern advancements have
us... you would use a bridge.
...have us using a lot of bridges.
You're right. Yeah, you're right,
to cross bodies
yep.
of water.
Yep. I get it now. I understand how stupid that sounded in my ears. It's all right. Thanks for pointing that out to me, though.
I will say, though, let me try to answer your question in all seriousness. I don't know the answer to what you're asking, and it's probably worth a Google search. So, like, when America hosts the games, and the flame always starts in Olympia, Greece, I have no idea how it gets to our continent, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I mean, I don't believe that's not what you were asking, but...
Yeah, it sort of was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
we'll
know
go with that one.
I don't think they take a rowboat. I mean, I don't know what they do. Are you allowed to fly it? You'd be like, well, no, Andy, I'm not allowed to smoke in an airplane, for goodness sakes. Well, funny, in America, we actually used to be able to smoke in an airplane to the early 2000s.
That's right.
Which is bonkers if you do the Google. I think up until 2003, you could smoke on an airplane. They have these special lanterns in which are allowed to take the flame in a plane.
Oh, that is awesome.
Guys,
see, so we fly it over.
We fly it.
A giant body of water.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Or seas, I guess I could say.
Sure. Yeah. All right. I mean... Okay.
We don't take it along the boat. We don't row it across the seas.
No, they take it in a private jet. And in years past, they have used the Concorde. I don't know what happens, what protocol is, but they do have multiple people carrying the flame in case the flame gets extinguished, as you pointed out
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, guys.
Now we know.
All right.
I mean, everybody was wondering that question.
See you tomorrow. That's enough. That's everything you need to know. Hey, it's Andy and Kat. Magic 95.1 WAJI. We just finished taxes on Monday. A lot of people start to review their budget, their finances. I don't know. It's kind of the thing to do this time of year. So they do a lot of financial surveys across America. And, you know, especially with inflation being a political talking point, and it hits home. I mean, the grocery bill is more expensive. I mean, it hurts. You got to make... plan for it accordingly. Eating out is a more expensive venture.
Man, it really is. It's like $20 a meal, it seems like.
Yeah.
A person, I guess.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And we're an eat-out town. It's our sort of our love language. Our social currency is to eat out. So, anyway, one of the things that came out of the National Financial Survey that is of any interest is the fact that 40% of Americans do not know what a 401k is.
They don't?
40%. Now, usually it is the younger generation and they don't see the value in it. 40%. Here, this is true, guys. Here you go. Here's some of the responses.
Welcome to another episode of What's a 401k?
I think it's a drug from the 1990s.
It's how you pay for an Uber.
401k is a really, really long foot race.
The number of calories in a keto meal.
In baseball, it's a crapload of strikeouts.
Dude, 401k is when you're too stoned to remember 420.
No. This has been another episode of What's a 401k?
Yeah.
It's a really long foot race. That's great. It's my favorite.
Well, you know what? I work on a nonprofit board here in town, and I fought for years to get employees better benefits as a board member, and I won't get into it. But it, basically, the better benefits was better health insurance and better contribution matches in the 401k. That's one of the things. Like, if I would go to a job interview, I'd be like, what are you proud of? And I'd be like, I helped do that for this company, this organization. And then I was so, so bummed that nearly no employee took advantage of the new
things I fought for. Yeah.
Nobody took advantage of the new match.
Oh, no.
That I fought for at a board level. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I realized nobody knows what the free money match is that your employer is giving you.
Yeah.
That is tax free.
Yes.
On your, and so nobody, like, there was this big, you know, nobody teaches finances, nobody teaches taxes in schools, and that's how the financial industry makes money off you, is because you don't know.
Right.
You don't know. And so, but anyway, I did Google this morning just for this segment, why is a 401k called a 401k? Does anybody have the answer to that?
I don't think I know the answer to that.
It's a boring answer because it's finances. Oh. It's not sexy.
Okay.
401ks are called 401ks because that's the name of the Internal Revenue Service subsection in which they allow for tax-free income to be given to you by your employer.
That's it.
It's section 401.
Oh.
Under the K section.
Oh, that's why it's called 401k?
Those are why they are called 401ks.
Oh.
It's the subsection K department.
Oh, gosh.
You guys know. I don't know if I'll ever do that voice again. it's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJR. Thanks as always for hanging out with us. We really appreciate that. Do you remember maybe a year ago, I was telling you guys about a zit sprinkler? Do you remember what that is?
What?
Remember when I introduced, I was like, hey, everybody, you're going to need to start knowing what a zit sprinkler is.
Is that when you take a nap in the middle of the day?
No, it's when men sit down to pee.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. I was close.
It is a German phrase that says you should be a zit sprinkler.
And men should do this. You know what? Raising boys, I do think that men should do this. Please sit down and use the bathroom.
Yeah, my son can definitely, he's got good aim because he finds the edge of the toilet. He never finds the middle of it.
Yeah. And even if you do find the middle, it kind of splatters sometimes.
Well, obviously more of us, when we go to the restroom, are using it as a time to scroll on our phones and things like that. Like, I said, going to the restroom in today's corporate America is the smoke break. Mm. Because your business takes a minute, and then you kind of hide in there for two or three. You might respond to a text, you might look on social media, you might play a game. But the zit sprinkler thing is in the news today, because another study has come out, again, saying the proper way for men to empty their bladders is to sit down. And zit sprinkler, German men have been doing this way longer than American men. American men in recent years have only been doing this because of the cell phone. However, it was common in the culture of Germany for more men to naturally sit down as opposed to using the stand-up urinal. The point of this is all health-related. They say men in Germany showed crazy, better, healthier bladders and were less prone to UTIs, bladder stones, or even kidney stones and kidney infections than American men. Now, some of that is diet.
Right.
Some of that is exercise. Some of that is stress. But many say if you want to point to one common denominator, the men in Germany, 60% of them, sit down to pee every time.
That is funny. I mean, I don't know how you, well, I know how you guys stand up and pee. And if I were to try to just stand up and pee,
okay.
It's harder, I feel like, for a woman to do it than it is for a man.
You are correct, Kat.
No, I mean, no, I'm not talking about just because we don't have,
An aiming tool?
An aiming tool, right. Okay. I'm not talking about that. I'm just thinking, like, you have to really concentrate as a woman to really stand up and pee. You have to concentrate
to
do that.
How many drunken nights have you had where this has been an issue?
It's not a drunken night, no. I mean, sometimes you have to go.
How many concerts have you had to go in a field at Ruoff before going in to watch Jimmy Buffett?
I've ran a lot of 5Ks and a lot of half marathons and races, mm-hmm. and it's not uncommon to just have to dart off to the side because you have to go so bad. But it's harder to do it standing up.
Thank you, Kat. Tune in next week with more standing up female bladder tips from Kat. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJR. Kat on our show is more of the I grow up in the country sort of lifestyle, which it's good. In fact, most of you listening are in that camp. Now, sometimes Kat and I poke fun at each other for that because Kat grew up, on her grandparents' farm that did have an operating outhouse, I believe.
Yes, it did.
And by the way, is it still standing? I forget the answer on that.
No,
still standing, but not operational.
It's not operational. No, I would not go in there.
Could I go in there?
You could. I wouldn't. There might be raccoons or snakes
I'm not going to do that. Kat is into some of these things that are part of her childhood, right? And, mm-hmm. and a lot of people do this, and that is morel mushroom hunting. Kat, behind the scenes, I think you, based on telling me, you're trying to at least scout out growth locations. Some of the mushrooms may not be ready yet. Or are you hearing that they are?
I am hearing that they are. I am hearing that around the area, Allen County, they have just now, and Whitley County has been finding them for a couple of weeks now.
What?
Morel mushrooms. Because I belong to a Morel Mushroom of Indiana Facebook page.
Oh, of course you do.
So I've been kind of following, and there's a map, and anyway, you could check that out on your own. But the moral of the story is they're starting to pop up now in the Midwest, and they are starting to pop up in our area.
I just don't think we've had enough warmth. I know we've had enough rain, but hasn't there been a number of cold days prior to, like even last week, it was during spring break, it was so cold around here.
Yeah, it was a little bit. But they are starting to pop out. So I was just telling you behind the scenes, I can't wait to go. I can't wait to get out there. And last year I got a citation or a warning going out, and I didn't know it was turkey season or whatever. And I wasn't supposed to be out in the woods with my father-in-law, and we both got cited for that. So
hunters were out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because hunters were out. And they want the safety of.
It's turkey season?
Yeah. I don't know if it's still going on now. Like I said, before I go out this year, I promise you I will look all the rules up and I will obey the rules so that, you know, the DNR doesn't come get me.
Yeah, it was so crazy, Kat. I forgot about that. You got written up.
Yeah.
You had to pay a fine.
Yeah, a little citation. Yeah.
For it wasn't like a warning. It was like it was like you tried to charm your way out of it, and he was like, "No, I'm gonna."
This is important. You need to learn your lesson.
Yeah.
So trust me, I learned my lesson.
couple hundred bucks.
No, it wasn't that much. No, it was like $25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
Right.
But so this year I can't wait to go out, and it looks like ticks are a problem again this year.
Oh, guys,
I hate ticks. Like I can't stand them. So I tape up the bottom of my ankles. Like where my boot meets my jeans,
tape?
I take duct tape and I wrap it around because I don't want ticks. Yeah. I don't want ticks crawling.
You're watching Netflix later on in the night.
Yeah, and I got a tick crawling on me.
Yeah.
That's no good.
What about leeches?
Oh, I'm not worried about leeches. I've had a leech on me before. I mean, they just suck the blood out of you.
Let's be clear. I think your
ticks will give you Lyme disease, which isn't a fun thing to get.
And a leech is just kissing you and
really sucking hard on you and drawing blood.
The only way they know how.
This is true.
Oh my God.
Is there any chance that I can get you out in the woods?
What?
And morel mushroom hunt?
No.
Because I don't want to go by myself. Like, it's not really safe for you to be out in the woods by yourself just in case something happens.
I do poke fun at you on this show, but let's be clear. I'm going to make fun of myself. You know, if I'm out there for safety, I think any assailant would get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? Moments. I mean, I don't, if anything, I don't know that I help you in any manner.
But safety in numbers is better.
Yeah, I mean, I could squeal. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't.
You have a cell phone, right?
Well, so do
if
you.
It works. I mean, but if you see somebody like attacking me, then you can call somebody for help.
Morel mushrooms hunting look and seem very dangerous now. Like it's like a dangerous sport.
Well, I just, my parents always told me to never mushroom hunt by myself.
Well, I mean, if that is
never go out in the woods by yourself.
Well, that's true.
You
know what? One year I was just trying to take my kids out of the house. And we went to Fox Island 100 years ago when it was open in pre-derecho.
Yeah.
And we were walking through in the spring just trying to get them to run energy out.
Yeah.
And we ran into all the morel mushroom hunters.
Ugh.
And they all look like, I don't know, creepy vultures. You know? That's what they look like. They don't want you around.
No, they don't want
you
around.
They got your clear netting bags that are odd because they're spreading the spores.
Yes.
And us being loud with children, we're upsetting their hunting vibe.
We have to concentrate. When we're looking for morel mushrooms, looking at the ground and we are trying to concentrate. And I think probably with kids running around, trust me, I had kids too. Kids running around, you don't want them to step on them.
Oh, God, no. These are delicate flowers.
They are bringing $60 a pound this year. $60 a pound. That's like a Ziploc bag of them.
By the way, can't you find some of them with your Facebook hunting Fort Wayne morel tribe?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys get patches and jackets and go
and
out there?
Go on out there
and take a little photo for your Facebook page. And
that's the thing. We're really secretive about where we find them because we don't want everybody
I can't
else
imagine any interaction on that page. Nobody wants to share where they got it.
No, we just tell us the county that we found them in. We never tell which location.
Yeah, why would you do that? Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Today, anything happening on television? Is there anything big news? I need something to look forward
to. Today is Wednesday.
Let's see what I got here tonight. Nothing. Who watches The Masked Singer? Why does that thing still get ratings?
I don't know.
It's Queen Night tonight on that. The 22nd season finale of Family Guy. And that is it. That is it.
Are the late shows doing reruns?
Yep, they're repeat on Fallon. And Kimmel is live and Colbert is live. Who cares? Who stayed up to watch that? Oh,
well, not
gosh.
Us.
We're Are you into anything right now? Kat is the queen of starting 100 documentaries and finishing zero of them.
Well, I finished a couple of them.
Okay, all right.
I'm really into that, you know, the Gypsy Rose documentary.
Oh,
we mentioned that on the show. And it looks like she's going to have another season of that or another.
Well, now that she's divorced, is it going to be dating Gypsy Rose?
I don't know. But she did marry a guy while she was in prison. And when she got out, she started living with him and then realized, hey, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want to share my money with somebody.
Yeah, and so she just filed for a divorce. But no, I think I'm going to rewatch a little bit of This Is Us. Have you seen that series?
Yeah.
I watched about, has Mandy Moore in it, and I watched about, I don't know, 4 seasons of it, and then, I don't know, I just lost interest.
It's a crying one.
Yeah, it is. It will touch your heartstrings.
When did This Is Us start? Let's see when Kat, welcome to 2016.
2016, okay. Yeah, 2016, we're in the year 2024. We're 8 years down the road, and I might finish the entire... Whatever. I know.
Sometimes, like, Kat will come in, she'll be like, have you saw the new movie? It has Al Pacino called Heat? That came out in what, 95? Oh God, it was great.
A great one. I know. Sometimes I'm a little late to the game. My life was really busy raising kids, though. In my defense, like there was a whole 18 years that, like, I didn't watch hardly anything because I was too busy raising kids.
Why is nobody talking about Heat?